companions, believers, the stories we hear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the silsila, the timeless message, in which we bring to you accounts from the Holy Quran, from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahlul Bayt, the companions alayhim ridwan, and the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, we discuss various different topics, various different aspects, which leaves for you and I a timeless message so that we can improve our life and take lessons. And subhanAllah, today we do have a very wonderful topic of discussion, a very enlightening one, and that is regarding a patient old man. Yes, there are so much lessons that we can gain from this DVs of Madani Channel. It is regarding a patient old man. So as we journey along today's episode, we will be understanding and realizing what we mean by this, inshallah, and also the many lessons that come with it and the hidden messages that are there in this parable as well. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me. For your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as DVs of Madani Channel, a patient old man is what we are going to be discussing today. Mainly, the lessons and the hidden messages that we are going to be deriving, inshallah. So, to begin with, there is a very beautiful parable in which a person an honorable individual, used to wander around in the deserts, mountains, jungles, in search of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why would he be doing this? Was that so he could gain benefit from the company. Once he traveled to Egypt for the same purpose, right? To seek out the awliya Allah. And when he reached close to Egypt, he saw a tent in a very quiet area, very remote place, in which there was an old man who was blind and could not move his limbs due to leprosy. But even in the state, this old man was praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, "Oh Allah, I praise you equal to the praise of your entire creation. Oh Allah, no doubt you are the creator of the entire creation and you are greater than everything. I praise you for this favor of yours that you have made me better than many others from your creation." So this individual says that when he saw the state of the old man, he thought, "By Allah, I will ask this man if he was taught these words of praise or if Allah Ta'ala put them in his heart." So with this in mind, he approached this person, greeted him, and he replied to his salam. So he said that, "Oh pious man, oh old man, I want to ask you a question regarding something. Will you give me an answer?" The old man replied that, "Sure, of course, if I know the answer, then I will." So this person asks him, "What is the favor for which you are praising Allah Ta'ala, and what is the virtue for which you are so grateful to Allah, despite, you know, suffering from leprosy, you cannot move your limbs, you are blind as well?" So the old man, he replied and he said, "Do you not see how my Rabb, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, has treated me? And this person says that, of course, I've seen it all. And the old man, he then further said that, look, if Allah Ta'ala wanted, He could send down fire upon me, which would, you know, burn me to ashes. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, He could command the mountains to destroy me. If Allah Ta'ala wanted, He could command the sea to drown me and the earth to swallow me. But Allah Ta'ala has protected me from all of these difficulties. So why should I not be grateful to Him and praise Him? Why should I not love Him, Azza wa Jal? The old man, he continued and he says, I have a task for you. It would be a really good favor if you could do this for me. So he says that he has a son, right? He has a son who comes at the time of Salah and fulfills all of his needs. And he also comes at the time of Iftar. But for the past, since yesterday, he has not been coming. The old man now is telling this individual that if you could please get me some information about my son, it will be, you know, a favor for me. So this individual says, okay, sure, no problem. I will look for your son. So this individual now, he walked away thinking that if he fulfills the need of this pious man, he might be forgiven by Allah Ta'ala because of this good deed. So he began to walk in a particular direction, looking for his son, until he came in between two mounds of sand. When he saw this, he suddenly stopped because of what he saw. What did he see? He saw that a predatory animal had torn open a boy and was eating his meat. He understood that this was the son of the pious old man. And when he saw this, he read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And he returned back to that pious old man, thinking that the distressed individual, he might die if he breaks this heartbreaking news to him. He was thinking of how he would break this, you know, sad news to him in a way that he remains patient. Eventually, he goes to him, greets him, and the old man, he replies to the salam. Then the person says that he asked him, I want to ask you a question. Will you give me an answer? And the old man said, if I know the answer, of course, I will, inshallah. So this individual, he says, tell me, is the status of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam greater in the court of Allah azza wa jal or yours? And the old man, he said, then of course, the status of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam is greater. So this individual, he continues, he said that when hardship came upon him, was he patient during those hardships or not? And the old man, he replied, that Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam had the most befitting patience during those difficulties. Now when this individual heard this, he advised the old pious man, then you too should be patient, because your son, who you mentioned, has been eaten by a predatory animal. And in response, the old man said, all praise is for Allah, the one who has placed the sorrow of this world in my heart. And he began to cry. And while he's crying, the old pious man, he passed away. And this individual, he recited, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And he began to think about how he alone would wash, shroud and bury this man in this jungle. Suddenly, he saw a caravan of 10 to 12 people. So gesturing, he called them towards him. They came and inquired, who are you and who is this deceased person? So he told them the entire incident. They stopped, they washed the deceased man with the seawater, shrouded him with the shroud that they had with them. And they then asked him to offer his funeral salah, meaning those 10-12 people asked this individual to perform the funeral salah of that pious old man. And he did. And then he was buried in his tent. The caravan of the honorable individuals with bright faces, they set off and they left. And he remained at that place alone. It had become dark, but he could not convince himself to leave that place. He had been left, you know, in awe by the patient and grateful old man. So he sat next to his grave, and after some time, he fell off to sleep. And he saw in his dream that he and the old man were present under a green vault. He was wearing green clothes, standing and reciting the Quran. So he inquired, said, "Are you not that same friend of mine who experienced difficulties and consequently passed away?" He smiled and he said, "Yes, I am." So this individual asked that, "How did you attain such a high rank and how were you dealt with?" So hearing this, the old man, subhanAllah, he replied, "Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given me a status in paradise amongst those who used to be patient during difficulties and granted for any happiness they received." And subhanAllah, Sayyidina Imam Auza'i, rahimahullah, he says that since he heard of this incident from that noble individual, he has a lot of love for those who are inflicted with difficulties. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may the mercy of Allah ta'ala be upon them, and may we be forgiven for their sake. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. So yes, viewers of Madani Channel, you know, being patient during the onset of difficulty sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great form of worship. And only those who are fortunate are given the ability to adopt this. You know, you and I, we are weak slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not ask Him for trials. We merely ask Allah ta'ala for well-being. During difficulties, it is haram to tear clothes, to strike the head, the chest, the face, and, you know, cry out of control. Allahu Akbar. And all of this being said, there is so much of lessons that you and I can gain, the views of Madani Channel, that this old man, this old person, he had leprosy. He was blind. Yet still praising Allah Ta'ala. Yet still worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet still being grateful. He got the news of his son passing away, and he still praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was still content. This is what we need to adopt, the views of Madani Channel. If we understand that what we have does not truly belong to us, belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your children, they are entrusted to you. Your spouse entrusted to you. Your family, each and every one of us, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have to incur a loss, go through some kind of difficulty, trial, hardship, whatever it is important that, you know, we have patience upon that. And we still praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, they say that difficulties are a blessing in disguise. Yes, because by you going through a difficulty, you being patient upon it, you are being rewarded at the same time. By being patient, you are being rewarded. You could be tested in so many ways, with hunger, with fear, with loss of food, water, loss of wealth, financial loss, debts, family issues, marital issues, disobedient children issues. So many things in life you could be tested with. It's the important thing is how you respond to that, how you react to that. Suppose you drive into work and you incur a tire puncture. How do you react to that? How do you respond to that? Do you start blowing the roof off? Do you start taking off with everyone else, blaming everyone else? Do you become impatient? Or is it on the other hand? Do you become patient? Are you content with what has happened? Maybe, you know, if you have this mentality, if a person has this mentality that if it had happened like this, it is for the best. Perhaps Allah Ta'ala has saved me from an accident, maybe down the road. Perhaps something major was going to happen. And Allah Ta'ala saved me from that by giving me this difficulty. Remember that there is wisdom behind everything, dear viewers of Madani Channel. At the time, you and I may not really comprehend it, may not really truly understand it. But as time goes by, slowly, slowly, you start to understand. So it's important in every state that you may be in, always glorify Allah, always worship Allah Ta'ala, always praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and always be content. You know, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentioned so beautifully, there is an abundance of good in you being patient with something you dislike. And there is also another narration wherein it is mentioned, when I test any one of my slaves by means of his body, wealth, or children, and he welcomes it with sabr, with patience, I will have haya. I will have haya. I will not establish the scale for him or to open his book of deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. On the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful narration you use of Madani Channel. And Allah Ta'ala also says that when I take away something that my believing slave likes and he is patient, I do not have anything except a Jannah as a recompense for him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Ya Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi Rahimahullah, he says in the commentary of this hadith that this hadith applies to all things that are beloved to people, your parents, your wife, your children, and even the loss of things such as good health. Whatever one is patient upon, inshallah, that person will gain entry into Jannah. So this hadith, it has a lot of great glad tidings. Allahu Akbar. And it's something for you and I to reflect upon, the use of Madani Channel. You may have a possession that you like, that you love so much, that you can't do without. You know, that if it has to go missing, you start getting anxiety, you start stressing, you start getting worried. You know, everyone has something that they like. And when that is taken away from them, how does a person respond then? How does a person react then? And in order for us to have patience, all of these narrations are there for our encouragement, to motivate us. That Allah Ta'ala says, that when Allah Ta'ala takes away something that his banda, that his believing slave loves, likes, and he is patient, then Allah Ta'ala grants that person Jannah as a recompense. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Allah Ta'ala mentioned patience more than 70 times in the Holy Quran. More than 70 times, the use of Madani Channel. Like in Surah Al-Baqarah, it is mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَوْشِعِينَ. Subhanallah. The translation of this ayah is, and seek help from patience and salah. And without doubt, salah is definitely hard, except for those who submit towards me wholeheartedly. Allahu Akbar. And the tafsir of this verse, Allama Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahimahullah, he writes, that meaning, seek assistance in your needs by means of salah and patience. And he further says that this verse also teaches to seek help during hardship by means of salah, because salah is a physical and mental form of worship. A person attains closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned that he would occupy himself in salah when he would be facing important matters. And this verse also informs us that salah is a burden on everyone other than the true believers. You know, we've always heard someone telling us, be patient, have sabr. What do we understand by that? How do we define patience? What is the definition of patience? The meaning of patience is to withhold, right? in terms of its technical meaning, not becoming restless due to difficulties in the hope of attaining success. That is called patience. And fine patience is for a person who is inflicted by difficulties to not be recognized as such by others. Now, this level can be attained how? By an abundance of worship and practice over a lengthy period of time. How does a person develop patience? What is the method of it? And for this, subhanAllah, we see Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he says, the summary of what he says is that being patient and, you know, having tolerance, having forbearance, during the beginning stages, the initial stages of a difficulty, is very, very difficult, extremely difficult, right? It's a difficult task. And to control your nafs upon, you know, the first impact of hardship, it is challenging. Now, in such a moment, we need to address our nafs by saying, oh nafs, this difficulty has now befallen me and there is no way to escape it now. Allah Ta'ala has protected you from many greater difficulties. As you know, difficulties, they come in many different forms. And Allah Ta'ala shall save you from this difficulty too. So, oh nafs, be firm, have sabr, have patience for a short period, and you'll gain everlasting happiness and an abundance of reward in exchange for this patience. And Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says that the reality is that a difficulty no longer remains a difficulty with patience and forbearance. Subhanallah. Make your tongue habitual of reciting Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and keep your heart busy in the remembrance of that thing which will help you gain reward from Allah Ta'ala. And remember also the patience of the Prophets of Allah alayhi wasalam and the awliya Allah during extreme difficulties. Yes, read the lives of the Prophets alayhi wasalatu wasalam. Read the lives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Read the lives of the awliya Allah, how much difficulties they went through, how much of test and trials they went through. Yet they had patience. They had their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we read their seerah, it will give you and I strength to cope with that difficulty. It will strengthen our iman. And Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah further says that when you see that Allah ta'ala is withholding the world from you, or is increasing you in difficulties and hardships, then know that you hold a high honor and status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is making you tread the path of His friends. No doubt you are under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this wisdom views of Madani Channel. How insightful this is regarding patience, regarding being content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that old pious man, that patient old man. He was content, he was patient, he was grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't sit and complain. He didn't say, oh, I'm blind and what I'm going to do with my life. I got leprosy, what I'm going to do now and all of these things. He didn't say any of that. The only words that were coming out from his lips were the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He continued to praise Allah ta'ala. And this is what you and I, we need to do as well. Now, there are types of patience, right? Number one is, it's fard, it's obligatory to be patient in refraining from those things that Sharia has prohibited. That's number one. Number two, it is desirable, it is mustahab, preferable, to be patient in matters that are disliked but not sinful. Number three, it is prohibited to be patient, meaning to remain silent upon a harmful matter that has been prohibited by the Sharia. For example, if a person's hand or that of his son was being cut off unjustly, it is prohibited for such a person to remain silent and be patient. And similarly, if a person approaches one's family members with an ill intention, right, an evil intention that warrants the person to do something about it, okay, but he does not do anything, despite having the ability to prevent harm and instead allows it to occur, then such type of patience has been declared haram by the Sharia. So we see, various fard for us to have patience. It is fard to be patient in refraining from those things that Sharia has prohibited. And the second type where it is mustahab, preferable, is to be patient in matters that are disliked but not sinful. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So it's important to keep these three in mind, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned that patience is of three types. The summary of this narration is that the first type is patience when facing difficulties. The second type is patience on carrying out good deeds. And the third is patience from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever is patient on a difficulty, Allah ta'ala will write 300 ranks for him. And there is a distance equal to that which is between the skies and the earth, between each rank. Whoever is patient on carrying out good deeds, Allah ta'ala will write 700 ranks for him. And there is a distance equal to that which is between the seventh earth and the end of the arsh, between each rank. And whoever is patient, whoever abstains from disobeying Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will write 900 ranks for him. And there is double the distance of that which is between the seventh earth and the end of the arsh, between each rank. Allahu Akbar. Can you see, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the immense reward of being patient, of showing sabr? Allahu Akbar. You know, we go through many things in life, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and sometimes it becomes such way you feel like giving up, you know, where you can't deal with it anymore. Such things, it happens in life, it occurs in a person's life. You feel you hit rock bottom and you just don't know what to do with all the difficulties and all the hardships and everything. And you wonder and you sit, now I'm crippled, now what must I do? In that moment, have sabr. Have sabr. Don't let a word of complaint come upon your lips. Don't say any words of complaint. Rather, the best thing you could do, you and I could do, is to be content, show sabr, be patient, and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, difficulties, they are a blessing in disguise. Difficulties that a person goes through, as some narrations mention, that it is expiation for a person's sins. Allah ta'ala wants to purify you. Allah ta'ala wants to cleanse you from the filth of sins. And you have to go through difficulties. Sometimes we cause it for our own self. Sometimes we may be doing a sin, and because of that sin, we end up facing a calamity. We end up facing some mishap because of our wrongdoings. So we have to really, really tread carefully. And always keep in mind and remember that never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the patience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who was more patient than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The incident of Taif, we all know this incident. What happened there? Stones were being thrown at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was given the opportunity to make dua against these people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not do that. Rather, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua for them. That their generations, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was hopeful, their generations to come, they will accept the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will accept me as the final prophet. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed patience and still had hope. And this is exactly why reading the seerah is so important, you of Madani channel. I mean, look at this situation. Put yourself in it. Now imagine someone, a whole lot of people, throwing stones at you. What are you going to do in this time and era that we are in right now? They're throwing stones at you, boulders and bricks at you. And what, are you just going to stand there? In this time, 80%, maybe 90% of people would probably take up, gather some bricks, blocks, couple stones, and throw more at them than they threw at you. This is the reaction of today. Well, how did that benefit? It was just tit for tat. You throw one stone at me, I throw 10 stones at you. You throw one brick at me, I'll throw one boulder at you. Where is our patience? Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is showing you and I how to be patient. Imagine if you are in that situation. Allah Ta'ala protect us. If you are in that situation and a person threw stones at you, but you did not throw stones back. Rather, you were still kind to that person. You were still loving to that person. You didn't retaliate. You didn't swear the person. You didn't use foul language. Nothing of that you did. Don't you think that would bring a change in that person? Yes, you have to, you have to, you know, deal with the pain. Yes, you have to feel the pain of the stones being thrown at you. But in that person's heart, who threw the stones at you, by you not retaliating, by you still showing him love, by you still being kind to him, and still having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this person, he will change, inshallah. And you'd be surprised that person may change. You know, for how long can a person oppress someone, right? And not feel anything about it, or hurt someone, and not have a sense of guilt in them. At some point in time, sooner or later on, it will strike them and they will come back to you. It was your effort, it was your love, it was your kindness that changed him through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see how important patience is, even in a relationship, use of Madani channel. Being patient with each other is very, very important. Otherwise, there would be fights, arguments, disputes, and it wouldn't turn out really good. Eventually, it goes up to divorce. Why? Because patience one day. The wife didn't have patience. The husband didn't have patience. There was no understanding. And they couldn't tolerate each other. There was no forbearance. And they call it quits. So wife went her way, husband went his way. Why? Because of no patience. You know, there was a very pious person who said that he and his wife did not argue for 40 years. When he was asked how and why, he says that when my wife got angry or when she got upset, then I would have patience, I would remain quiet, I wouldn't say anything. And when I would be upset, when I would become angry, then my wife would remain quiet. She would have patience. She wouldn't say anything. And like that for 40 years, we did not argue. Now you tell me, this is what patience does. You reap the benefits of it. You know, they say that the fruits of patience how sweet. So we need to be patient viewers of meditation with our spouses, with our children, and with life. Whatever difficulties, whatever circumstances or condition comes upon you, be patient upon that. You know, a companion, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his son became ill. And he felt so sad. So sad he felt that people said, you know, we afraid that something may happen to him because of this boy's state. Then that boy passed away. When Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was walking with the janazah, he was very happy. And people asked him the reason for this. So he replied and he said that my grief, my sadness, my sorrow was only out of, you know, compassion towards him. But now that Allah Ta'ala's command has arrived, I am pleased with this. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you see what kind of mentality the companions alayhim ridwan had? A positive one. They had content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we need to have as well. This is what we need to adopt also. Contentment. And as I said in the beginning, that in order for you and I to develop patience, to have the motivation for it, we need to read the seerah. We need to read the lives of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as of now, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, there is much more to discuss. But right now, we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go forward and listen to this melodious kalam, and inshallah we will be back thereafter to discuss much further into this beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa Mujtaba Khatamul Anbiya. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar. Ghamzadon ke tum ho gham gusar. Ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar, ey mere sarkar.
Tumhara naam musibat mein jab liya hoga, hamara bigda hua kaam ban gaya hoga. Khuda ka lutf hua hoga dastgir zaroor, jo girte girte tera naam le liya hoga. Dikhai jayegi mahshar mein shaan e mahboobi, dikhai jayegi mahshar mein shaan e mahboobi, ke aap hi ki khushi aap ka kaha hoga.
Ae mere sarkar, ae mere sarkar, ae mere sarkar, ae mere sarkar.
Ghamzadon ke tum ho gham gusar.
Ae mere sarkar, ae mere sarkar, ae mere sarkar, ae mere sarkar.
Hazar jaan fida narm narm paon se, pukar sun ke asiron ki daudta hoga. Aziz bachche ko maa jis tarah talash kare, khuda gawah yahi haal aapka hoga. Kahenge aur nabi izhabu ila ghairi, kahenge aur nabi izhabu ila ghairi, mere huzoor ke lab par ana laha hoga.
Ae mere sarkar, ae mere sarkar, ae mere sarkar, ae mere sarkar.
Ghamz زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار.
اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار.
کوئی قریب ترازو, کوئی لبے کوثر, کوئی صراط پہ ان کو پکارتا ہوگا. مقام فاصلوں پر کام مختلف کتنے, وہ دن ظہور کمال حضور کا ہوگا. خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی, خدا پاک کی چاہیں گے اگلے پچھلے خوشی, خدا پاک خوشی ان کی چاہتا ہوگا.
اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار.
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار.
اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار.
کوئی کہے گا دہائی ہے یا رسول اللہ, تو کوئی تھام کے دامن مچھل گیا ہوگا. شکستہ پاؤں میرے حال کی خبر کر دو, کوئی کسی سے یہ رو رو کے کہہ رہا ہوگا. کسی کو لے کے چلیں گے فرشتے سوئے جہیم, کسی کو لے کے چلیں گے فرشتے سوئے جہیم. وہ ان کا راستہ پھر پھر کے دیکھتا ہوگا.
اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار.
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار.
اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار.
نشان خسرو دین دور کے غلاموں کو لیوائے حمد کا پرچم بتا رہا ہوگا. غلام ان کی عنایت سے چین میں ہوں گے, عدو حضور کا آفت میں مبتلا ہوگا. میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے, میں ان کے در کا بھکاری ہوں فضل مولا سے. حسن فقیر کا جنت میں بستر ہوگا.
اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار.
غم زدوں کے تم ہو غم گسار.
اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار, اے میرے سرکار.
مصطفیٰ مجتبیٰ خاتم الانبیاء.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ, very beautiful کلام in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing the patient old man. And mashallah, we have heard the parable regarding the patient old man who was blind, who had leprosy, but still in that state he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he got the news that his son has passed away, and still he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see how sabr, how patience pays off at the end. You know, at first it may seem difficult, it's natural, but adopt patience, adopt sabr, Have patience and you would see at the end how you would enjoy it so, so much because of the rewards that are connected with having patience. Amen. We used to live in the jungle, right? He had a chicken, he had a donkey, and he had a dog. The chicken would awaken his family for salah. The donkey would carry water, etc., to the tent, and the dog used to protect them. So one day, a fox came and snatched the chicken away. The family was distressed. They got so worried. But the man, he was pious, and he said, perhaps there is betterment in this. Then one day, a wolf came, ripped the stomach of the donkey and killed it. The family again, they were stressed out. But that pious man, he said, it is possible that goodness lies in this as well. Then one day, the dog died too. And the old man again said, perhaps there is goodness in this. And a few days passed by. And one morning, they were informed that all the surrounding people have been imprisoned. Only his house had remained safe. So, Sayyidina Masruq, rahimahullah, says that the people were imprisoned due to the noise made by dogs, donkeys, and chickens. So, according to the divine decree and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their betterment did lie in the loss of their animals. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And you know, this person who narrated the story says that whoever recognizes the hidden generosity and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is always pleased with the works of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the viewers of Madani channel, such patient servants of Allah ta'ala have passed through accepted difficulties, accepted adversities so openly that they considered it against the status of being content and true submission to even pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove those adversities from them. You know, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, he said to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, that, oh Jibreel, I want to see the one who worships Allah ta'ala the most on the face of this earth. So Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam took him to such a man whose hands and legs had fallen off due to leprosy. And you know, with his tongue, he was saying, oh Allah, you let these limbs benefit me for as long as you wanted. And when you wanted, you took them away from me. And you let my hope remain in you only. Oh Allah, my purpose is solely to attain your pleasure. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam said, that, oh Jibreel alayhi salam, I asked you to show me someone who prays and fasts in abundance. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said, he used to do all of that before. Before he was inflicted with this adversity. Now, I have been commanded to take his eyes as well. Allahu Akbar. So, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam indicated and his eyes fell out. But the worshipper, look at his reaction. The worshipper continued saying the same thing, that, oh Allah, you let my eyes benefit me for as long as you wanted. And when you wanted, you took them away from me. And you let my hope remain only in you. Oh Allah, my purpose is solely to attain your pleasure. So Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said to that worshipper, that come, let us pray together for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to restore your eyes, your arms and legs, so that you can continue worshipping like before. The worshipper, he replied, never. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam asked, why? Why not? And that worshipper said that if Allah Ta'ala is pleased with me in the state, then I do not want my health to be restored. And hearing this, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, he remarked, he said, truly, I have never seen a bigger worshipper than him. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he replied, and he said that there is no path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than this path that leads to him azza wa jalla. Of Madinah, did you see, you know, if only we had such patience. I mean, after all, which difficulty was that pious man's body not afflicted with? So much so that even his sight was taken away from him. But his patience, his perseverance was not affected one bit. He had attained, you know, such a high rank of being pleased with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that he was not even willing to seek recovery from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to be ill, then I do not want good health. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And this was their shame. Such men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would say, نَحْنُ نَفْرَحُ بِالْبَلَاءِ كَمَا يَفْرَحُ أَهْلُ الدُّنْيَا بِالنِّعَمِ. Meaning that we are pleased with receiving hardships, we are pleased with receiving difficulties, just like the worldly people are pleased when they receive worldly favors. Allahu Akbar. Remember that a difficulty is at times a form of mercy for the believer, a means of attaining reward by being patient, and a perfect opportunity to attain Jannah without accountability. Why should we let go of such an opportunity? We should, you know, wholeheartedly accept the hardships and difficulties that come our way. Now, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever was inflicted with an adversity in his health or wealth, and he kept it hidden, did not reveal it to people, then it is his right to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another narration mentions that whatever difficulty reaches a Muslim, be it an illness, a worry, sadness, pain, distress, or even a prick of a thorn, Allah Ta'ala makes it an expiation for his sins. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And we will definitely test you with some fear and hunger, and with some deficiency of wealth, lives, and fruits, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So just the views of Madinah Nation, you and I, we are going to be tested. We are going through difficulties and hardships. And it is important for you and I to be patient. You know, Sayyidina Sari Saqati, rahimahullah, He was once asked regarding patience. So he began talking about sabr, about patience. And during his bayan, during his speech, one scorpion came and it began to constantly sting him on his leg. What was his reaction? He remained calm. I mean, imagine a scorpion stinging you, or a scorpion is too far. A mosquito bites you. And you start scratching, you start itching, you can't bear it. And here, Sayyidina Sari Saqati rahimahullah, getting stung by a scorpion on his leg and remaining calm. And when he was asked for the reason for not removing that scorpion, he said that I was feeling shameful in front of Allah Ta'ala that I speak of patience, yet have no patience myself. Allahu Akbar. As we see, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, it's mentioned that he will be the leader of all patient people on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, he writes in the last book he wrote in his life, Minhajul Abidin, he says, the summary of what he says is that the biggest hurdle, obstacle in worshipping Allah Ta'ala is what? Is risk, sustenance. People have tired themselves in search for this. Hearts, you know, have fallen so deep in its search that they wasted their lives and are even unable to refrain from sins in the process. Now this concern, this worry of sustenance, has distanced the creation from Allah Ta'ala and His worship and has instead turned them towards serving the world and creation. So, they spent their entire life in heedlessness, in humiliation and loss, and went to the hereafter with nothing, went to the hereafter empty-handed. If Allah Ta'ala does not show them mercy, then they will face accountability and punishment there. Now, Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says that, just think about it, how many verses has Allah Ta'ala revealed regarding sustenance, and then He mentioned so many promises and oaths alongside it. But despite all those, people did not take up the path of piety, and neither were they satisfied. Instead, they are senseless in the worry of sustenance. And the thought of losing out on dinner or lunch, it eats them up. So the views of Madini Channel, the highest level of sabr, of patience, is to be patient on the difficulties and pain caused by other people. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said so beautifully that whoever cuts ties with you, approach him with good conduct. Whoever deprives you, give to him. And whoever wrongs you, forgive him. And Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said that, I command you to not repay evil with evil. So the views of Madini Channel, patience is a bitter pill to swallow. But it is full of barakah, it is full of blessings. You know, it brings out beneficial things for you and removes harm from you. So when the medicine is so efficient, any sane person will force himself to take it, right? And bear its bitterness. Its bitterness, it lasts a moment, but the relief it provides lasts the entire year. And similarly, when Allah Ta'ala withholds sustenance or the world from you, then say, O nafs, Allah Ta'ala knows your state better than you, and He is the most merciful to you. When He provides, when Allah Ta'ala provides a worthless animal such as a dog with sustenance, and a disbeliever that is His enemy with sustenance, then aren't we the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We recognize and believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not provide us with bread? Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not provide us with food? Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. So we have to explain to our nafs, that our nafs understand this well, that He has withheld sustenance from you for a bigger benefit. And very soon, Allah ta'ala will make it easy for you after this destitution. Just be patient. Then you will see the wonders of the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here's the views of Madani Channel. Adopt patience and you would see success in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.